Garrison Likem. Garrison, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. How the heck are you?
Well, how the heck are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
Well, again, they're waiting for you March 26th. And, again, I just talked to one of the leaders and who puts these shows at the Palace Theater together, and they're all winners. And when do they get you? I think it's fabulous that you're coming in here.
Oh, I am so excited. You know, we spend way too many hours trying to figure out life and not enough hours actually living it. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you come from or what job or career you're in now or even how old or young you are. Everybody can design their own second act.
When is it a good time? Is it a special time? Does your body tell you? You know something? I can be home some night, and I can be thinking of something that just comes to me. I can think of something that just comes to me, and it's that second life period. And I read a book one time about that, and it was just absolutely fascinating what you can do when you go into your second life. So at the Palace Theater on the 26th of March, you will be able to see Garrison Likem, who is, you can tell just from the few sentences that he shared with us, just what he is all about, and there's no question about it. So I hope that you'll have an opportunity to see this. What did you say? Okay, we're going to try again. We've had a couple of problems with the mics and things like that. So that's now we got him back again. We've got him back. Garrison, are you there again?
Brad, it's Sherry Marcoot.
Okay, we're going to have to close this off. Then, but Garrison Likem, as I said to you, March 26th at 6 p.m., you'll be able to see him at the Palace Theater. You know, these things sometimes happen, but the line's dropped. And that happens every now and then, but we have a survivor. Our friend Garrison. Garrison, sometimes these things happen, but sometimes they're good luck.
You know, I always tell people I'm an analog guy living in a digital world. So, you know, when something like that happens, I take it in stride.
So do I. So do I. Now, when you go out to a place like the Palace Theater, which is a fabulous spot, can you give us just a few samples of the kind of presentation that you make?
Yeah, basically what I like to talk to folks about is if they're experiencing what I call the sure signs that a second act might be in the imminent tracing, such as people experience this vague sense of discontent, or, you know, we want something different, but we might not know exactly what that is, but we do know that whatever we're doing as a career is not me, but we just keep doing it. And I always ask folks to ask themselves some critical work and life value questions, like, in what areas have you excelled? What were the defining moments of your life? And what passions or interests can you not shake? And what hard work would you gladly do for free? What people are drawn to you? What comes easily for you? And after asking those critical questions, I ask folks to put together three plans that you're going to commit to. Plan one being, what you've already been thinking about, coming up with a plan to pursue some second act that you've been thinking about, but you haven't jumped on. And plan number two is, as you know, but if plan does, one doesn't work, what's your fallback plan? What's the other plan you're going to go for? And number three, what would you do with your life if money were no concern, no object? And I work with clients to build those kinds of plans to help them identify and act on their own second acts.
You know, that's fascinating, because I think everybody, as I said earlier, everybody has a time. And sometimes the time comes to you at an odd moment when you are thinking about what you would like to do and like to participate in some part of your life.
I absolutely couldn't agree with you more, Brad. And I think one of the critical junctions when you're considering a second act is defining success on your own terms. You know, almost every one of us, we've been influenced directly or indirectly by parents, teachers, coaches, and significant others in our lives to define success on their terms or society's terms. And it's nothing bad. They're doing it with all good intent. But it's only when we define success for ourselves based upon our own passions, our own values, and our own talents that we could pursue a truly meaningful and rewarding second act.
Well, I'll tell you, you are so interesting, and I you'll have a packed Palace Theater. There's no doubt about it, and I know they're looking forward to seeing you on the 26th of March. But just talking with you for the first time as a broadcaster, I am just thinking about things that I have thought about before but didn't want to pay that much attention to. But just chatting with you for a few minutes and hearing what you say and what you have felt is a great lesson, no question about it.
Brad, I thank you so much, and I'm one of your fans, if you will, because if I were to dub you, Brad, with a title, it'd probably be King of Coherency, because you embody someone who's combined their passion, their values, and their talents, and you yourself have had an amazing career, and I think you're a role model for everyone.
Well, I thank you. I thank you so much for that. But again, you know, it's amazing in the business that we are both in. It's amazing who you meet and what you learn.
Couldn't agree with you more, Brad. Couldn't agree with you more.
Well, I thank you so much, and I know that it'll be a big night, March the 26th, for many, many people. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Brad. If I could just let AARP members know that they can purchase up to 4 tickets at a discounted price if they use the code 50PLUS at palacetheaterct.org, or they can call 203-346-2000 or go directly to the box office at Waterbury. And Brad, I thank you so much for your time.
Give me that address one more time, please.
PalaceTheaterCT.org, and AARP members can use the discount code 50PLUS, or they can call 203-346-2000. And the box office is located at 100 East Main Street in Waterbury, and I hope I see a whole lot of second actors Tuesday at 6.
Thank you very much, my friend. God bless.
Thank you, Brad.
You bet.